Pope Benedict XVI today urged people to properly form their consciences and to be true to them in an often hostile world. He was speaking to the participants of a special congress held by the Pontifical Academy for Life. Charles Collins has this report.
The formation of a true and right conscience is difficult and a delicate enterprise in today's world, but it cannot be ignored. These words from Pope Benedict, who was speaking to participants at a conference on the Christian conscience and support of the right to life, sponsored by the Pontifical Academy for Life.
E quanti hanno inteso partecipare al congresso che ha per tema la coscienza cristiana a sostegno del diritto alla vita.
The Holy Father said that today's postmodern, secularized society is suspicious of the capacity of reason to perceive truth. He said that, according to some, a truly free conscience must remove itself from all ties to tradition and reason. Speaking at the conference, the Auxiliary Bishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, said that the Church plays an important role in helping people form their conscience.
There are times also when we are confused about what we should do, and we have multiple sources of authority, multiple norms in our thinking. And when we are unsure, then our duty is to do our best to resolve the doubt, to seek good counsel, to think further, to discern further on the matter. And it may very well be that in such situations where one is unsure, the natural thing to do would be to trust the Church's judgment as best we understand it and to follow that. So I don't think it's inconsistent with the view that conscience delivers the proximate norm for decision-making, for action. It's not inconsistent with that to say that we trust the Church as our teacher and our guide.
One problem discussed at the conference was modern society trying to force people to act against their conscience, for example, by requiring them to perform unethical medical procedures like abortion or perform marriage ceremonies for same-sex couples. This was discussed by the Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, Carl Anderson.
There is some recognition in many of these countries in specific areas, but there is a need for new legislation, new laws that will provide comprehensive protection to the rights of conscience. This International Congress is extremely important in focusing on the right of conscience, the necessity of the law to protect the rights of conscience, and the elements which faithful Catholics must consider in the formation of their conscience so that their decision-making on moral matters is in conformity with the tradition and teaching of the Church.
Although the International Congress ended on Saturday, the discussions will continue on Sunday when the Pontifical Academy for Life holds its 13th General Assembly. I'm Charles Collins.